走了之后，那你又会有什么样的感觉呢？
Today, I want us to look at the famous story, the story of Abraham and his son Isaac.
所以今天呢，我想和大家一起来看一下这个是相当有名的故事，就是亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒的故事。
How Abraham finally he had Isaac after years, years, and years of waiting.
那亚伯拉罕是吧？大家都知道，他经过了多年多年的苦等等待之后呢，终于有了以撒这个儿子。
And now he is asked to sacrifice Isaac as a burnt offering to God.
然后呢，他现在是说，他神要他把以撒作为燔祭献给神。
Wow, what is it like to have everything, to have what you finally what you wanted, and then to have it taken away from you?
所以真的是说，当你真的很渴望拥有的这个一切终于有的时候，突然间后面又被拿走的时候，这大家觉得是什么样一个感觉呢？
Remember the story of Job in the Bible?
大家还记得圣经里面提到了约伯的故事吗？
Job, he had everything. He was blessed by God. He had wealth, he had family, he had children.
那约伯是一个得到了神很多的祝福这样一个人，他有了一切是吧？有了财富，有了家庭，有了孩子。
And then all of a sudden, they were all taken away from him.
那突然间，这一切都从他身上被拿走了。
And Job said this famous statement.
那约伯就说了这样一个很有名的这样一句话。
The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
What an amazing statement.
所以这个真的是一个非常很好的这样一句话。
But I want you to focus on the word taken.
那但是呢，我想大家今天把注意力集中在收取这个词上。
What Job had was taken away from him.
那约伯所拥有的一切，都从他那里被收取了。
But what made today's story so different, so special, was the fact that Isaac was not taken from Abraham.
那但是呢，今天这个故事特别是很特别的，也是不一样的一个地方是说，以撒其实不是说从亚伯拉罕身上被收取走的。
No, God asked Abraham, and this is the difference here, to offer up Isaac as a burnt offering.
所以这里的区别是说，神要亚伯拉罕把以撒作为燔祭献上。
See, it's one thing to have something that we love and hold dear to be taken away from us.
那当然了，是说当我们真的是一个很深爱的或者很珍视的东西呢，从我们身边被夺走之后，那当然这是一回事了啊。
Because there's no choice, there's no choice for us but to deal with the loss.
因为在这种情况下，我是别无选择，我们必须要真的是应付这个损失。
But it's totally different when we are asked to offer up that something.
那当时这里很不一样的地方说，当我们被要求说心甘情愿的把一样东西献上的时候，那这里就完全不一样了。
Because now we have to take part of the entire process.
因为这时候我们就必须要参与这个整个这样一个整个过程。
The process of being willing to give it up to God.
所以就是说，我们要心甘情愿的把放弃，然后把这个东西献上给神。
I entitled today's message, Offering Up Isaac.
所以我把今天的信息呢，的题目定为说献上以撒。
I believe God has a message for all of us.
我相信今天神给我们每一个人都有一个很重要的信息。
So with that in mind, let's read today's passage.
那所以呢，真的是我们就记着这一点，我们一起来读一下今天的这个经文。
Genesis 22 verses 1 to 14.
这是创世纪的22章1到14节。
And Yusan, can you read for us?
也是好的。那大家也可以一起练了，在家里啊。创世纪22章1到14节，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。 神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示的你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我和童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可伤害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。”亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公牛，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备。直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
May God bless the reading of His word.
求神呢，真的祝福我们今天在研读他的话语。
Here's the outline for today's message.
所以今天就是我们这篇讲到的题目。
Through today's story, God wants to teach us what it means to truly worship Him.
所以通过今天的故事呢，神想教导我们呢，我们如何真正的去崇拜他。
How he longs for us to trust him.
他也是特别的希望我们可以信任他。
And he wants us to see Isaac, a different Isaac.
那今天他也希望说我们可以看见一个不一样的以撒。
Now, let me just first acknowledge that today's passage, this story presents an issue for many, many people.
那当然我承认了，今天这段经文可能给许多人都提出了这样一个问题。
Because how can God, this good God, how can God ask Abraham to sacrifice Isaac? That's unreasonable.
那我们的问题是，很多人的问题说，我们这位良善的神怎么会要求亚伯拉罕去牺牲他的儿子呢？这个看起来真的非常不合情理。
Augustine, a very famous theologian, offers this very important observation.
那奥古斯丁就是著名的神学家，他给我们提供了一个很重要的一个从一个很重要的角度来观察这个事情。
He said, whenever we stumble upon passages in the Bible where God is asking his people to do something that is contrary to his character.
他说呢，如果说真的是，每当我们读到经文，发现这个经文呢，是说神要求他的子民去做一些与神的性格与神的特征相矛盾这些事情的时候，
we need to understand that there is something going on here, something unique going on, and in this case, God was enacting prophecy.
那我们要明白，那必定是神有他的一些心意在里面，很重要的心意。那在这一个例子里面，我们知道神其实是在制定着他的预表。
God was trying to, this event is a foreshadow of something greater to come.
神其实是用这个很特殊的这样一件事情来预示着呢，一个更伟大的事情即将来临。
So let's keep that in mind as we go through today's passage that God wants to, there's a story behind today's story.
所以让我们呢，就是先记住这一点。所以呢，我们在今天在研读这个主的话语这个故事的时候，我们要明白这个故事背后还有一个故事。
Which we will look at later.
所以我们在后面就会讨论这个故事背后的故事。
So let's look at what God wants to teach us about worship.
所以，那我们看看呢，上帝想真的是在崇拜这方面要给我们什么样一些教导
？He said to his servants, verse 5, "Stay here," Abraham said, "with the donkey, while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you."
在这第五节里面啊，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往哪里去？去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”
Now all of us know that he's not going to there, going up there to worship.
那当然我们知道啊，亚伯拉罕他并不是去那一座一个普通的敬拜。
He's going up there to sacrifice his son Isaac.
他去那里其实是为了要把他的儿子以撒作为燔祭献上。
See, for most of us, worship means singing songs. For worship means raising our hands, clapping our hands, joyfully praising God. That's worship.
那对于大部分我们的人来说是吧？这个崇拜就是我们唱诗歌，我们举起双手，我们鼓掌，我们喜乐的去赞美耶和华。
Abraham was not going to do that. Abraham was going to offer up his beloved son.
但亚伯拉罕不是不会。并不是要去做那些事情，他要把他的爱子献上。
But see, that's exactly the point.
那这就是重点所在。
Because Abraham was going up to that mountain to worship God by offering up his beloved son.
那这里是因为说亚罗汉要上去怎么样去崇拜神呢？他要把他生命中最重要的就是他的爱子要献上给神。
See, Abraham gave the meaning, the word worship a brand new meaning, doesn't he?
大家是不是有没有觉得亚伯拉罕给了崇拜这个词一个全新的定义呢？
See, worship is proclaiming with your life that God comes first to you.
所以崇拜就是说用你的生命去宣告神对你是最重要的。
And because God is so important to you, our attitude is whenever we come before God is to offer ourselves to Him.
所以因为神对我们如此的重要，所以每当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们就要把自己真的是要顺服的摆上。
See, behind the act of worship, there is the attitude of offering to God.
那所以呢，在我们这个崇拜的这个行动后面呢，其实是有一个要把所有献上给神的这样一个态度。
See, you have to wonder, people, so many people are quote unquote worshiping God, but you have to wonder how many people are truly worshiping God, like what we're talking about right now.
所以我们真的不得不要问这样一个问题，说有非常多人是吧在这里进行的这个敬拜崇拜神，但是有多少人心里真的是愿意把自己所有一切献上给神的？
I wonder often when God sees our worship, I wonder what he sees.
我有时候真的觉得说，当神看见我们的敬拜的时候，我们的崇拜的时候，他看到了什么？
One time when God saw some people worshiping him, this is what he said.
那当然了，经文里有这样的经文，是神看到有些人在敬拜他的时候，这是他所说的话。
He said, these people worship me with their mouths, honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
他说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
See, God sees through this act, our act of worship. He sees our heart.
所以神是能够鉴察我们崇拜的这些活动，他是能分辨出谁是真正的崇拜他的人。
See, it's important for us to realize that Isaac was a gift from God to Abraham.
所以这里我们有一个很重要的事情，我们要明白是说，以撒是神赐给亚伯拉罕的礼物。
And by being asked to offer up Isaac, Abraham had to make a very important decision.
所以呢，真的是说，当亚伯拉罕被要求说把以撒献上的时候， 亚伯拉罕不得不做一个非常重要的决定。
Abraham had to make a choice between God the giver and Isaac the gift.
所以他必须要在这两者之间做选择，一个是神，神是赐给他礼物的人，而这个以撒就是这份礼物。
And Abraham worshipped God the giver by offering up the gift Isaac back to him.
所以神在这里是通过这样的亚伯拉罕是这样的通过这样的方式来崇拜神的，他决定了把神所赐给他的礼物以撒在献上给神。
Now it's important to note that it's so easy for us to worship the gift and not the giver.
那有时候真的是说我们要也蛮重要让我明白，就是说我们很容易只是去崇拜我们收到的那份礼物，但是呢不是说去崇拜那位赐给我们礼物的人。
I want us to look at how God himself defines worship.
我想大家呢也看一下说神他自己是如何定义崇拜的。
Verse 12, God says, Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
十二节是这样说的，现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
There's a translation, another translation that translates this verse this way. Now I know that God is first in your life.
那另外一种翻译的方式是这样子啊，现在我知道神在你生命中是第一位的。
Tim Keller, defines idolatry this way.
那 Tim Keller 呢，对崇拜是这样定义的。
When we take good things, the gifts that God's given us, and make them ultimate things, that becomes idolatry.
那就是他说，当我们接受了一些好的东西，就神所赐给我们礼物之后，把这些礼物呢，变成我们生命中最终极的东西。
And sometimes we have the mistake of thinking God wants these things in our lives. God wants to take those things back.
那有时候我们很容易犯一个错误，就是说我们认为神有时候很看重这些东西，有时候神呢想把这个东西从我们生命中拿走。
But actually, that's not the case because God's not interested in Isaac. God just wants Abraham's heart.
那当然其实并不是这样子，因为神呢，并不是说真的要以撒，他只是呢要亚伯拉罕对他有一个顺服的心。
In the same way, God doesn't need our talents.
那当然了，同样的道理是吧？其实神并不需要我们的某种才能。
God doesn't need our service.
神其实并不需要我们的这些在做工。
God doesn't need our time.
其实神也不是说非得要我们的时间。
God doesn't need our money.
神当然也不需要我们的金钱。
He just wants our heart.
他只需要我们的心。
See, that's what we're talking about. This is the posture of worship. Whenever we come to God, it's a heart of offering.
那其实这就是我们今天要讨论的事情，就是这是我们的崇拜的一种姿态，就是说每当我们来到神面前的时候，我们要有一颗把自己的一切都摆上的心。
What is it in our lives that we're holding on to so tightly?
那当然了，我们的生命中是吧，我们有什么东西是我们会抓得特别紧的？
What is it that we're saying, God, oh, you can have this, you can have that, but don't touch this?
那我们有没有会有时候说啊，神啊，你可以要这个东西，你可以拿这个东西，但是你千万别碰这个东西。
May we be able to proclaim with our life that God comes first.
所以真的是愿我们可以用我们的生命来宣告，神在我们生命中是第一位的。
See, that's what Abraham, the story, today's story teaches us the essence of what it means to worship God.
所以真的就是今天啊，亚伯拉罕、以撒这个故事，其实就是要教导我们要看见什么样是什崇拜的本质是什么。
Secondly, today's story reminds us how God longs for us to trust Him.
那第二点是吧？今天的故事，神要提醒我们是说啊。让我们明白神是如何多么的盼望我们要去信靠他。
Look at how today's story, how it opens up. It opens up with this verse. After these things, God tested Abraham.
那我们今天看一下这个故事是如何开始的啊？是这样开始的，说这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
And in another place in the Bible, in Hebrews, when it talks about today's story, again, it's the same thing. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac.
所以在另外一个经文中是希伯来书11:17，也是提到，当提到这个故事的时候，也是这样说的，说亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。
See, it's so obvious that the incident, today's incident of Abraham being asked to offer up Isaac, it was a form of test.
所以这就是非常明显的是吧，在今天的故事里面，其实呢，当亚伯拉罕被要求把以撒献上的时候，其实是一种试验。
Now, I don't know about you, but the word test does not sit well with us.
那我不知道各位怎么样想，但是呢，这个试验其实这个概念呢，对。并不是对每个人来说都是一个很容易很好的概念。
But if you look at it from the Bible's perspective, tests are good things.
但是如果说我们从看一下圣经经文的角度，其实试验是一件好事情。
Look at these passages.
大家看一下这些经文。
This is the story of the feeding of 5,000.
那这个就是说主耶稣基督他真的是喂饱了5000人的故事。
Look at what happened when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him. He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎么行。
Another passage, the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years that he might humble you, testing you to know what's on your heart.
另外一个经文，神在旷野引导你，这40年是要苦练你。试验你，要知道你心内如何肯守他的诫命不肯。
See, do you see that testing is to show what's on our heart?
所以大家看到了吗？其实真的是这个试验，其实是要揭示我们的内心的世界的。
David, when he really wanted to get things right before God, he prayed this prayer.
所以大卫当他真的是想要与神和好的时候，他这样祷告。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts.
他说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试验我，知道我的意念。
James 1:2-3 says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
雅各书的1:2-3，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
See, the tests of life, this is part of our Christian journey.
那所以呢，这个真的是生命中的我们碰到的这些试验，其实是我们作为一个基督徒，我们整个生命的一部分。
The testing.Of our faith, they are opportunities for us to show our faith, to practice our trust in God.
所以真的是说，这个对我们的信心的这个试验，其实是我们的机会去展示我们的信心，展示我们有如何有多依靠神。
I don't know if you have the joy of test driving a car.
那我不知道大家有没有去真的是去试驾过不同的汽车。
See, when you test drive a car, you don't drive very slowly, right?
所以当你去试驾一台车子的时候，你不会小心翼翼的慢慢的开它，对吧？
No, you step on the gas pedal.
是吧？你会可能脚上就一脚就猛踩油门，对吧？
You want to take the car out for a spin.
对吧？你想真的是把车开到路上去吧，去好好的开着这个车子。
You want to feel the power of the engine.
你可能想真的是感觉一下这个汽车的引擎的它的动力。
Testing is a good thing.
所以有时候正在想想是吧，试验其实是一个好事情。
Abraham was tested by God, and as a result, he showed forth his trust, his beautiful faith in God.
所以神啊不，亚伯兰在这里就受到了神的试炼，但是亚伯兰通过这个试炼彰显出他的对神的信心，他的对神的敬畏。
He showed forth that his faith was not just talk, it was not just shallow, but he had real faith. His faith has substance.
所以他也展现出来说他的信心，他不光是一种空谈的很浅薄的信心，他的信心其实是很有实际性的实质性的信心。
But let's be reminded that we showed forth our faith in difficult times.
所以真的是说，所以我们真的要提醒自己，在这个困难的时候，我们是如何可以展现出我们的信心的。
Our faith is revealed in trying times, in times of uncertainty.
我们的信心就是在这种困难的、不确定的时候，我们的信心就可以展现出来。
My friends, maybe you are going through a difficult time right now.
所以我们的朋友们，可能你现在正在经历一些很困难的时间。
How are you doing?
所以不知道大家各位现在这段时间过得怎么样？
You know, as the nation, we are being tested, aren't we?
所以是吧，我们作为这个整个国家，我们都在接受着考验现在。
And many churches, church communities, we are all being tested.
还有很多的这些教会的这些社区社团也都真的在经受着这个试验。
Many families are being tested right now.
好多好多的家庭现在也真的是正在被试验。
See, how are we doing in times of difficulty? Are we able to show forth our true faith in God?
所以真的是说，在这种困难的时候，我们每一个人能不能在这个困难时间里面去展现出我们对神的信心？
May we be able to show forth that our faith in God is genuine, it's real, and it's of substance.
所以真的是说，愿我们都可以在这时候可以展现出我们的对神的信心，对神的那个顺服。
That's what Abraham did. Look at verse 5.
那这就是亚伯兰当时所做的事情。我们可以看一下第五节。
He said to his servant, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and we will come back to you."
第五节他说，亚伯兰对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
Wait a minute.He should have said, we should go up there to worship and I will come back to you by myself.
是吧，大家有没注意到是吧，他当时应该是这样说的，说我和以撒我们一起上去崇拜，但是我一个人会回来。
How do you explain that?
大家怎么解释呢？他当时说他会和儿子两个人一起回来。
Hebrews chapter 11, 17 to 19 gives us some insights on what Abraham is thinking at this moment.
所以希伯来书的希伯来书的11章17节到19节呢，让我们对亚伯兰当时的心里面在想什么，给我们一些思路。
Look at this passage. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested,offered up Isaac. He who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offsprings be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那，那宽喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说：从以撒生的才要称为你的后嗣。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Do you see what's going on here? Abraham believed God's promises.
大家有没有看见是吧？因为亚伯拉罕他是完完全全的相信神给他的应许的。
That all these promises that he would be the father of nations will come through Isaac.
所以就是神给他的应许是吧？他说他以后很多的他的这个后嗣会有很多很多，但是这一切都通过以撒给他。
And because of that, Isaac cannot die.
所以他明白，因为神的这个应许，以撒是不会死的。
And even if Isaac was to die, well, then God had to raise him from the dead.
那即使以撒死了，神也要把他从死里复活。
Do you see how Abraham, how he trusted in God's promises?
大家有没有看见在这里啊，亚伯拉罕对神给他的应许有多么的信赖。
Now, I want to make a point that you cannot trust a promise without trusting the person who made that promise.
所以我想这里我要特别指出一点是吧，如果你不能信任那位做出应许的人的话，你是不可能去相信那个应许的。
And so what we're talking about here, when we're saying trusting in God's promises, we're in a way saying trusting God himself.
所以在这里是吧，当我们说我们要信靠神的应许的时候，其实某种程度上我们等于就是说我们要完完全全的相信神。
Yes, trusting that God is faithful and that he is trustworthy.
是吧，所以在这里我们要真的是完全的信靠是神他是信实的。
Abraham,was a man of faith who trusted in God's character.
是吧？所以真的是就是说，亚伯拉罕这里真的是一个很有信心的人。他是一个相信神的品格的人。
When Isaac asked him, "Father, the fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
当以撒问他的父亲说，啊，火柴都在这里了，但是那个燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
What a question. I mean, how would you answer that question?
这个问题真的很好，是吧？所以如果说不知道大家会怎么样回答这个问题。
See, Abraham, he could not see the future. He did not know exactly what's going to happen.
那当时是吧，亚伯拉罕当然看不到这个将来，所以他其实也不知道说到底什么事情会发生。
But listen to his reply.
但是大家要看一看他的回答。
Abraham answered, God himself will provide.
亚伯拉罕的回答是说，神必自己预备。
What a man of faith.
是吧，这个亚伯拉罕是真的是一位多么有信心的人。
And indeed, that was what happened. God provided a ram.For Abraham to sacrifice instead of sacrificing Isaac.
那当然是吧，那就是其实上这个就是后面要发生的事情。神他预备了一只公羊，所以亚伯拉罕就可以把那只公羊作为燔祭献上，就代替了以撒。
And Abraham named that mountain Mount Moriah. The Lord will provide.
所以亚伯拉罕给了一座山起了个名字，那个名字就是说神必预备。
You know, all of us, we are on this journey of faith, and there will be many, many times we will be like Abraham. We would not know what's going to happen.
所以是吧，我们每一个人其实我们都在经历着这段这个人生的旅程，就是在很多时候我们是就像亚伯拉罕一样，我们是不知道神会让什么事情发生的。
But I hope that we would have faith in God, and we will be able to say from our heart of hearts, We trust that God himself will provide.
但是我希望我们真的是可以从我们心底里面啊去说这句话，就是说神必自己预备。
That's what my wife and I had to do.
那其实当时我和我的妻子当时就要做这样一个这样一件事情。
I might have shared this story with you, but let me just bring this up again.
我可能在过去跟大家分享过这个故事，但是我想说，我可能再跟大家再分享一次。
How we came up with our fifth daughter's name, Moriah.
那就是说，我们是怎么样为给我们的这个第五个女儿起了名字叫摩利亚。
See, when my wife and I, when we found out that we were pregnant with Moriah, we were shocked. We were speechless.
就是当我妻子和我们发现了她又怀上了摩利亚的时候，我们当时根本都说不出话来了，我们根本就没法说话了。
We were so exhausted. We were so tired.
我们当时真的就是非常累了，真的是精疲力尽了。
At that time, our number four, she was already 7 years old.
那当时我们的那个老四就是第四位孩子，他当时已经七岁了。
Oh, she's such a good girl. She would wake up in the morning and she would sit in front of the mirror and she would just comb her hair.
她真的是非常非常乖的一个小孩子，因为呢，每天早上起来，她会就在坐在镜子上给自己梳头。
She knew how to take care of herself.
因为她知道她怎么样去照顾自己。
My wife and I, we were so ready to move on to the next stage of our lives.
所以当时真的，我妻子和我们都预备好了进入我们人生的下一个阶段了。
And the news of another pregnancy just overwhelmed us.
所以当时真的就是这个妻子又怀上孕的这个消息，就完全让我们非常震惊。
We really struggled. We did not know what the next 10, 15 years would be like.
那当时我们真的就是说很挣扎，是吧？我们也不知道后面这个10年、15年会是一个什么样的样子。
Now, when we are expecting a child, and you can relate to this, you know, you have so many names, and you know, you choose the best name for your child.
是吧？可能大家都知道，说真的是，当你期待着又一个新的孩子要来到家庭里面的话，一件事情你会做，就是说要给孩子取名字，对吧？要在很多名字里面挑一个最好的名字给他。
But for the longest time, we did not know.What to name her?
但是当时真的有很长一段时间，我们都没有给她想到一个名字。
Even after she was born, we left the hospital. She had no name.
即使是当她出生之后，我们离开了这个医院的时候，当时她还没有名字。
But the insurance company, the hospital, they needed a name for her.
但当时因为这个保险公司这个医院需要给她一个需要有。给徐涛他有一个名字
，and so they named her for us.
所以当时他们就为我们的女儿，就是代替我们给她取了一个名字。
This is her name, baby girl Lou.
当时就是他们给她取的名字，就是baby girl 的刘。
And she had no name. We were struggling so much.
当时我们真的是非常非常的挣扎，非常的，所以当时我们都没有给他起一个名字。
Well, at that time, in the midst of my struggles, I came across the story of Abraham and Isaac.
当时真的是就在我如此挣扎的时候，我真的读到了亚伯拉罕和以撒这个故事。
And I realized her name had to be Moriah.
我终于明白了，意识到了她的名字一定就是摩利亚。
Because my wife and I, we could totally relate to Abraham and Sarah.
所以当时呢，我和我妻子真的是我们可以完全把自己和亚伯拉罕和撒拉联系在一起。
We were struggling. We were so tired. We felt so exhausted.
当时我们是真的是很挣扎，我们也非常的疲惫，我们真的是精疲力尽了。
we were reminded that just like Isaac, as Isaac was a precious gift from God to Abraham, well, Moriah was God's precious gift to us.
我们终于真的神就让我们看见了，正如以撒是神给亚伯拉罕和撒拉的一个宝贵的礼物，摩利亚也是神给我们的一件宝贵的礼物。
And as much as we struggled and not knowing what the future would be like, and we were struggling so much.
那尽管说我们当时真的是非常的挣，不知道将来会怎么样子，我们真的挣扎的非常的厉害。
God wants us to learn that He Himself would provide.
但是神要我们学习的一个事情，就是说，让我们知道神他必会供应。That
He would provide the time, the energy, the resources, everything that we would ever need.
真的是神他会提供我们所有的一切，我们需要的时间、精力、资源，所有的一切。
On that mountain, Mount Moriah, God provides.
所以在那座山上，在那座摩利亚山上，神必自己预备。
My friends, all of us are on this journey towards Mount Moriah.
所以真的是我们的朋友们，我们其实说每一个人都在这一段的旅程上面，就是这个通向这个摩利亚山的这个旅程上。
May we all put our trust in God.
那因为我们都可以真的是完完全全的信赖神。
And let's experience God's abundant and faithful provision for us.
那我们一起来真的经历神那个给我们的这个丰盛的还有信实的供应。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at number three.
那我们一起来再看一下第三点。
Through today's story, God wants us to see another Isaac.
所以通过今天的故事，神想让我们看见一个不一样的以撒。
See, this is where we see that God has something greater to communicate to us through today's story.
所以在这里我们要明白，其实通过今天的故事，神有一些更伟大的信息要与我们交通。
See, many times in the Bible, when it was referred to Isaac, this phrase would come up again and again.
所以在这个经文里面，每次经文提到以撒的时候，这个词总是会反复的出现。It
says, Isaac, your only son, your only son, your beloved son, your one and only son.
他会说，以撒，你的独生子，你的爱子，你的唯一的儿子。
See, and that phrase is used to describe Jesus Christ.
大家有没有发现，其实这些词也是用来形容我们另外一个圣经里面人，就是我们的耶稣基督。
And that's what God wants us to see when we read today's story, that there are many similarities between Isaac and Jesus here.
所以这个是神希望我们真的是在今天这个故事里面所能看见的，就是说，在以撒与耶稣基督之间有很多相似的地方。Let
me give you a few.
所以我来可以跟大家来看一下几个很相似的地方。Just
as Abraham had to sacrifice his only son, God had to sacrifice his son Jesus.
就像亚伯拉罕。 要牺牲他的唯一的儿子，其实神也需要牺牲他唯一的儿子。Just
as Isaac carried the wood up to that mountain, the place of sacrifice, Jesus himself carried the wood, the cross.
那就像以撒当时要自己把这个柴木头还有柴要背到山上，耶稣基督也是要亲自自己背的那个木头，就是这十字架。
The place, Mount Moriah, that God called Abraham to sacrifice Isaac was the same location where later Jesus was crucified.
在地点方面，摩利亚山就是神要亚伯拉罕把以撒献上的这个山这个地方，后面就是骷髅地，就是我们的神，我们的主耶稣基督被钉十字架的地方。
Abraham could not have done it alone. But in order to tie up Isaac, who was a teenage boy at this time.
那还有，当时亚伯拉罕他不可能自己一个人就做完这个事情的，因为呢要把以撒捆绑起来。大家想想，以撒当时还是一个十几岁的年轻人。
Abraham could not have done it without the full cooperation of Isaac.
如果没有以撒的这个全力的合作，亚伯拉罕是不可能做到那一点的。
See, in the same way, the journey to the cross, the path of redemption and salvation could not be done without the full cooperation of Jesus Christ.
那当然是吧，神的这个救赎的计划，就是耶稣基督他通往十字架这个道路、这个旅程上是吧？而且呢，去完成对人的救赎。那这个整件事情如果没有耶稣基督他的全力的合作，当然也是不可能完成的。
Scholars made this important observation. After this event on Mount Moriah, nothing is said of Isaac until when he was to appear again to marry his bride in Genesis chapter 24.
所以，这个圣经学者也会观察到一件事情，说在这个故事之后呢，就是在摩利亚山上发生事情之后呢，其实也后面经文就再也没提到以撒了。直到一直到24章以撒再次出现，这时候就是他迎娶他的新娘的时候。
In the same way, according to the prophetic calendar, what happened after Calvary would be the return of Christ.
那当然了，同样根据这个先知的历法是吧，在骷髅地上，这骷髅地上耶稣基督在十字架上受死之后，那就是耶稣基督的归来。
Where Jesus would come to marry his bride, which is the church.
那就是耶稣基督会回来去迎娶他的新娘，就是他的教会。
Isn't that beautiful? All these similarities.
大家是不是觉得这一切都很美，是吧？因为所有这些相似的地方。
But see, there is one difference.
但是真的是这里有一点很不一样的地方。
See, while the angel of the Lord prevented the death of Isaac, no one was there to prevent the death of Jesus Christ.
是吧？虽然主的使者当时是阻止了以撒的死，但是却没有人阻止耶稣基督的死。
You see, Jesus had to die on the cross.
大家有没有看到是吧？耶稣基督必须在十字架上死。
So that we can live, so that we can have eternal life.
这样子我们才能活下来，这样子我们才可以获得那个永生。
See, on that mountain, Mount Moriah, where God would provide, God provided for us.
所以真的是在那座山上，就在那座摩利亚山上，那座山是被名为说神会预备的，神真的为我们预备了。
God provided for us by allowing His Son Jesus to die in our place.
神是这样为我们预备的，他真的是与你的亲生儿子在那山上死去。
See, that's what God wants us to see when we read today's story.
这个就是说，当我们读这个故事的时候，神想我们看见的东西。
There is a story.Behind today's story.
所以真的是在今天的故事的背后有另外一个故事。
It is said that when Abraham was about to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah, all of heaven must have marveled how a man could love God so.
也有这样一个说法是吧，当亚伯拉罕要在摩利亚山上献上他的儿子做燔祭的时候，整个天国都震惊了，说一个人怎么会这样爱上帝。
But when Jesus died on Mount Moriah, all of heaven was stunned at how God can love mankind so.
但是当耶稣基督在骷髅地上为我们的死的时候，真的是那整个天国也都震惊了，说神是如此的爱我们这些人。
That is the story.Behind today's story.
就是，那就是在今天这故事背后的故事。
because God loves us so much, let's learn to worship him.
真的，因为神对我们如此的爱，我们真的要学习如何的去啊崇拜他。
And let's learn to trust him.
那我们也要学会怎样的去信靠他。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。